This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Representative Chris Broadwater of Hammond says it's one of the most controversial bills he's ever authored.
The bill would prohibit requiring school uniforms.
But there's a backstory, a practical lesson in civics.
Each one of the fourth grade classes at Hammond Eastside Elementary Magnet came up with an idea, and then we invited all those fourth grade classes to the Capitol. We filled up the House floor with fourth graders, and we debated each of their ideas. And this is the idea that emerged.
The fourth graders were in their classrooms watching the House Education Committee broadcast of the debate, and lawmakers treated it seriously, giving some background on Louisiana's widespread embrace of school uniforms. Beryl Amadei said,
I can remember the days when children were being beaten up for their name brand tennis shoes. By instituting school uniforms, all you had left was your shoes, your jewelry, to set yourself apart. So a lot of the bullying settled down after school uniforms.
And Gene Reynolds of Minden added,
the tipping point for the uniforms in my area was the Columbine disaster, where kids were killed because the weapons were being concealed with coats.
But Broadwater said one student's compassionate observation touched him the most.
One of the children noted, there are a couple of students that oftentimes aren't at school on Thursday or Friday, and they can only surmise that it's because they have one school uniform when their mom may not have a chance to wash those clothes until Saturday when she goes to the laundromat.
Thanking the committee, he voluntarily deferred the bill. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.